The environmental community is outraged over the Trump administration's proposal to open wide swaths of federal waters off the nation's coastline to new oil and gas development, a plan which includes the central and south coasts.
This is way beyond what I think anyone anticipated. Normally, a five-year leasing program is very targeted. It's supposed to be based on an analysis of what additional energy needs can only be met through more oil and gas drilling beyond what's already on the table and what the country's energy needs are. I've never seen a plan like this that just put the entire country's coast at risk.
Linda Kropp is with the Santa Barbara-based Environmental Defense Center, which has had a leading role in fighting oil and gas development on the central and south coast for decades. Kropp says what's especially frustrating is that the efforts of environmental groups, state and local governments, and the public have actually reduced the number of leases over the decades. There are about 20 platforms off the Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo County coastlines and 40 existing leases, but another 40 leases were terminated thanks to lawsuits. Now, Kropp worries the Trump administration could put some of the once cleared areas back into play for development.
We used to actually have more federal oil leases off of our coast, and through litigation, we were able to terminate about half of them. So they can be released and subject to development. The threat is real, and the risks are real.
Many people cite a disastrous 1969 oil rig blowout in the Santa Barbara Channel as the spark which ignited the modern-day environmental movement. But Kropp says you only have to go back 3 years for the most recent example of an oil-related environmental disaster in Santa Barbara County.
We just had an oil spill in 2015 from a pipeline that was carrying oil from some of the existing federal platforms off of our coast. And that had devastating impacts, not just to the environment, but it closed down fishing grounds and state parks and tourism and recreation. So we know what the risks are.
The action is especially frustrating for groups which have opposed oil development for years because battles they thought they won years ago may now have to be refought. Carla Frisk is a member of the board of Get Oil Out, a group founded in Santa Barbara in the wake of the 1969 spill.
Definitely a big step backwards, even though it's not a done deal. General direction that we've been going in California is to remove these platforms and not to try to increase offshore oil drilling. We've had state leases closed, quit claim to the state. The trend has been the other way. The trend has been finish up the leasing, get the oil out of the ground, shut down, and get out. And this just goes against that grain entirely.
It's been more than three decades since there's been a new federal lease off the central and south coast. But for now, the Trump administration's proposal is just that, a proposal and far from a done deal. The Environmental Defense Center's Linda Kropp says the plan has to go through what could be a years-long public review process.
This is the step where the federal government is indicating areas that it is willing to open up to new oil and gas drilling. And there is an opportunity for the public to comment, and we will certainly do that. Once the plan is finalized, to the extent it continues to include any areas off of our coast, oil companies would be given the opportunity to bid on any of these leased areas. And then they would still have to get permits to construct any new platforms and actually commence any drilling. And every step of the way, we will be fighting against those proposals.
And Kropp points out that even if new leases are created in federal waters off the central and south coast, the state and local governments may still be able to block development. The new leases would potentially need pipelines and other onshore facilities to handle oil and gas from the platforms. The Western States Petroleum Association, which represents the oil industry, declined an interview request from KCLU News. It issued a written statement saying that its members produce energy in the most environmentally safe and sound way under the most stringent regulatory environment in the world. WSPA says the state could become more energy independent, noting that California imports more than 1 million barrels of oil a day by supertanker. The statement says comprehensive rules and regulations make it possible for offshore oil and gas to be produced safely. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.